To Maximum Radio, and you're on the program Global Time with Jesus Christ. We welcome all of our prayer partners around the world today. This is a wonderful day. It's another day that's been given to us as a gift. I trust that you're feeling well. I know I am. Feeling very rested and energetic today, and that's because of God's wonderful love. Today's Friday, June 14th, in the wonderful year on the timeline of history, 2013. And thank you for being so disciplined and taking the time to join us for this short time, because it goes real fast, of really being together in the presence of God. He is just a wonderful God. Today, our theme is grace like rain. Imagine that. I'm your prayer partner, Aubrey Gregory, for the next 30 minutes or so. And once again, we say a great and big welcome to all our prayer partners and friends everywhere. Imagine the concept. I actually drew that from a favorite song of mine. I forgot who the artist is. But Grace Like Rain, the lyrics are just powerful, and it stays with me. And if you think of rain, in our region, it has been raining quite a bit, just about every day the last week or week and a half. I mean, lots of rain. And it's that time of the year that you get spring rains. It's June. And so the grass is very welcoming of that event, because they're just being watered. Grace like rain. Imagine that. If you're in our region, I mean, it'd be easy to imagine what that's like. It's coming from above, and it's raining down on us without any control on our part. It just rains. Well, God's grace is just like that. And we are experiencing that on this day. So join us everywhere if you're able to call in, because you're somewhere close to our region or in a region. Or if you're at an extended distance, you're somewhere in another region of the earth, and you can just listen, well, thank you for joining us in spirit. Okay, today's name that we are invoking, and we've been invoking the name of the Lord, a name of the Lord, because he has so many. And through this, we're able to learn of his attributes and his character. And one of the names that is key, he said to Moses in the wilderness at the occasion of the burning bush, he said, I am that I am. Boy, and that is so rich and contains so much depth and so much truth. So in John chapter 14, in the Gospel of John chapter 14 and verse 6, you may want to make a note of that. Jesus himself said, he says, I am the way, the truth, in the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Boy, and if you have been introduced to him and been endeavoring to follow him and walk with him, you know that is true. I am the way, the truth, and the light. Today, we want to offer some petitions on behalf, not just of ourselves, but on behalf of others. And we engage in prayer with the idea that it's not simply an attachment to a life lived for God. It is the center of a life lived with God. So we're engaging in a prayer life, and we're trusting God that whatever we pray and ask, he hears. Not only hears, but he does answer. And that's because we're putting faith, great faith, in him. And in Romans chapter 4 and verse 20, it's written by Paul the Apostle. It says, he staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Well, that's what we're doing today. We want to be strong in faith, giving glory to God. So whatever we're touching today in prayer, let us join our faith in a powerful and mighty way, stretching it so that God's grace, again, like rain, will increase our faith. And while we're doing that, if there's a prayer that you have, a prayer request that you would like to give air to, well, please feel and understand that you're welcome to do just that on this gathering. You can voice your prayer burden or your prayer concern, or you can even give a praise report, because God gets the glory. That's the whole thing. He gets the glory. All right. We're going to go into his presence. We're going with thanksgiving and with praise. And we just want to trust him in a mighty way. Father, we come with the idea that we're related, and we're related because of your action through your Son, Jesus Christ, who laid down his life. He laid it down willingly for us. Love was hung on the cross, and he represents love, your love, for all the earth. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. So you gave your very best. And here we are, because you gave your best, we can stand with you and in your presence. So we bless your name today. And Father, we ask you that you would cleanse us and make us whole, separate us using the blood of Jesus Christ, separate us from our trespasses, from our iniquities, from our transgressions. We want to be able to stand in the presence of your awesome holiness. And you said, be ye holy. We want to be holy as well. We want to receive and accept and walk in that commandment. So today, Lord, we stand before you in a manner that's needy. We need you. We need your cleansing. We need your washing. We need your wholeness, so that in our lives there will be shalom, a real peace that comes only from you. So we thank you for your acceptance of us. We thank you for your cleansing over us and the washing that you've given to us. And you have forgiven us, and we thank you. Now, Father, we want to join the Apostle Paul, who wrote specifically concerning the sacrifices that we can bring to you. And today, Father, we thank you for the mercies by which you allow us to present our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable, which is our spiritual service of worship to you. Dear Father, it is not our will to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we may prove good, that what is good and acceptable and perfect to what your will is, by grace given to us show us how to not esteem ourselves more or less important to the body of Christ than another. So we thank you today. We receive all of these promises spoken and written of by the Apostle Paul. Thank you for the spiritual gifts that have been given to us, that we may prophesy in proportion to our faith and to teach according to your precious words and to exhort and to give liberally and lead with diligence and show mercy with cheerfulness. Lord, show us now that our love can be without hypocrisy. Teach us to abhor what is evil and cling to what is good. Teach us to be kind and affectionate to one another in honor and giving preference to one another, not lacking in diligence to be fervent in spirit to serve you, Lord. Dear Father, we rejoice in hope. We are patient through tribulation, and we shall continue in distributing to the needs of the saints and be truly given to hospitality. We will bless those who curse and persecute us. We will rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. We will be on the same mind towards one another and not set our minds on high things, but associate ourselves with the humble. We will not be wise in our own opinions, and we will not repay anyone evil for evil. For your word says to repay evil with good. We will not give place to wrath, but will wait on the Lord for vengeance. We bless your name today, Lord. We will wait on you because you said, vengeance is yours. Therefore, we will live peaceably with all people and be overcomers through Christ. Lord, we will offer drink to a thirsty enemy and food to one that is hungry, that we may abide in your word forever, because we love you, Father, in Christ Jesus' holy name. We pray this prayer with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Well, if you embrace that prayer, and this is coming directly from Paul's writings, and so that we're safe, we're on safe ground when we pray the word of God back to the Lord. We're on absolutely safe ground. We can be assured of that. And so claim this for yourself, wherever you are, no matter what you anticipate that your day may be on this day. Just remember, he is the way, the truth, and the life. And grace comes on us, over us, like rain. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done and made possible for us. Well, I just want to remind you, and again, welcome to all of you. If you didn't, if you came in late, welcome to all of you all around the world and in our region. And we have listeners scattered far and wide, and we thank God for each and every one of you that are joining us in spirit and in truth. It's really touching and humbling. Now, we depend on the Lord. That's why we come to him every day. The word tells us that his mercy is new every morning. And today, we know that it's fresh. There's nothing left over from yesterday. Imagine the children of Israel moving through the wilderness under God's guidance and leadership. And he sends them manna. He sends them food. And he tells them, don't save anything for tomorrow. Just get what you need for today. And we can't live in tomorrow. We are living today. So give us this day our daily bread. Huh, wow. Awesome. That's a powerful word for someone out there. Give us this day our daily bread. Don't worry about tomorrow. You can only live in the now. And His mercies are new every day. So you've got brand new mercies, you and I. I'm so thankful that I do on this day. Want to ask or repeat a request that I had made some time ago on behalf of myself and my lovely wife, that every time you sit down to eat and you're blessing your meal, just whisper a prayer for Pastor Gregory and his lovely wife, Elizabeth. This provides a prayer shield for us as we continually walk the front lines of the battle and the war that God has us involved with, in praying into reality God's purposes in the earth. And that's frontline kind of work. And so we're asking you to be an important component in our prayer shield by simply at meal times, and I'm sure you do it at least once or twice a day, just mention us in prayer. That provides a prayer shield for us. So we're showing that we understand that we are dependent on Him. Now, we're going to pray a petition concerning, I just felt a need today to pray for the law enforcement community, the emergency medical personnel, firemen, postal workers, those people that we normally take for granted. And we don't understand often that they are a component in God's grace upon us, that we have their diligence and protection, their zeal. God has wired them to do the kind of work they do. I don't know that I would want to do those things. It's not my cup of tea. I'm kind of doing the things that He's wired me to do. However, we don't want to forget law enforcement, emergency personnel, medical personnel, firemen and postal workers. So please, let's bow our hearts before the Lord as we carry this petition to Him. Heavenly Father, we come to You in the name of Christ Jesus. We come in His most awesome, great, and holy name, the name that is above every other name. And today we agree and we ask, according to John chapter 14:14, to forgive all people involved with law enforcement, emergency medical services, firemen, and postal services, of all unforgiveness. Lord, we ask You to give these people and their vehicles traveling mercies back and forth wherever they are found today. We ask You, Lord, to loose Your angels around above them and any passengers to guard, protect, and minister to them in a mighty, mighty way. Loose Your ministering angels to accompany them everywhere they go, through our airports, through our bridges, through our tunnels, down our highways. Yes, that no harm would come to these people who are serving us and serving our communities. Give them each alertness, an awakened and sharp mind with abundant energy and stamina to go through what they are having to face from the time they get up to the time they fall asleep. Prepare them mentally and physically to handle each situation as it arises. Place them on the hearts and minds of your intercessors and prayer warriors everywhere to stand in the gap and make up the hedge for their lives. Thank you for using us in that way. We ask you, Lord, to shield and protect and keep them from mental and physical injury, from hurt, harm, broken limbs, bodily damage, and trauma. Also protect their vehicles from other vehicles and people. Bless them in what they put their hands to do for us and the community, for our nation, for our world, around the world. Renew and refresh their soul and body as they go, that stress, fatigue, bad health will not have any place or impact in their lives. Lord, we ask you to destroy all wrong words, the power of all wrong words, and cause demonic spirits to flee from their path into the abyss. Bound, deaf, dumb, blind, and mute, and evil schemes against them totally ineffective. We cancel all of these agencies that are plot from the enemy to disrupt the peace in the world today. We bind them up. And you said whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. And whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. We bind their works right now in the name of Jesus, that any plots will be exposed and quickly vanquished in victory for the sake of your name and for your glory and for our safety and our well-being. Renew those people right now that are on the front lines, that are actually the agencies, along with your angels, that are standing between us and the adversary, between us and the enemy. So, Lord, cause their minds to focus clearly and to achieve each task set before them, even as they're being dispatched now at the beginning of this day. We pray that you restore, bless, and prosper their marriages, their friendships, and family relationships, that they and their loved ones come to know you. They come to know your love, your mercy, and your saving grace, which comes like rain, and come into an intimate knowing and relationship with the one true Lord and God and Savior, Jesus Christ, your Son. We ask all these things according to your sovereign will. To you be the glory and power. Father, we pray for those and ask forgiveness and salvation for those that transport emergency situations, ambulances, emergency vehicles. We pray that if there's someone right now that has been in an emergency situation, some kind of trauma, that your ministering grace will come upon them like rain, even now, to begin healing their hurts. We lift them up before you. We pray that they would get to medical attention, or medical attention will get to them in time, so that they will live and receive proper life-saving treatment. We ask in the name of the Holy One of Israel that these people and their loved ones will be drawn to you and come to you and your saving grace and knowledge of you as their Lord and Savior and have an eternal relationship with you. We ask that lives will be changed through law enforcement, medical personnel, emergency personnel, firemen, and postal workers, to your glory, for your kingdom, Heavenly Father, forever and ever. Your sovereign will be done on earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on this earth today. And I trust that you can say amen with me. Once again, we welcome you and thank you for joining us on this wonderful day, Friday the 14th of June. I trust that God will just strengthen you and cause you to stand in a powerful way in every situation, every challenge that stands before you today. You will overcome every difficulty. You will solve problems that others are not able to solve. You will understand what others are not able to understand. You will be out front and you'll be the head and not the tail. You will be above and not below. We will bless his name all of this day, today, beginning even now. We will bless his name. And may his grace, like rain, oh, I love that. His grace, like rain, fall on you powerfully on this day. That's my prayer for all of us, that his grace will fall like rain on us. Before we go, we want to remember the outreach that is occurring in our region today at Caldwell College. It's a powerful theatrical, dramatic presentation of the gospel. So powerful that many in the past have come to know the Lord through this production, this presentation. Well, it begins today, a three-day run. It began last night, Thursday, and it is on today at 6 p.m. And it's a rolling production, so if you get there at 7, you'll see what the people saw earlier, because it's a wonderful presentation and a powerful extension of the gospel. Now, it's free. It's at 120 Bloomfield Avenue in the township of Bloomfield. It's completely free. And if you have someone in mind that you would like to see possibly receive Christ as a personal Savior, have their lives transformed for all eternity, well, bring them to this production. So we want to pray right now for that occasion. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity that this production has to reach the hearts of men that have been tainted and soiled by sin, and their lives and hearts have been hardened against you. Now, Father, we speak liberty, divine liberty, divine deliverance over that production, that every person that comes there that is not in right alignment with you, that they would come into alignment through the blood of Jesus Christ. They will confess you with their mouths and believe in their hearts, and they shall be saved. We pray that this would be powerful for all who attend. We thank you for the cast, and we thank you for the producer, Sister Wanda Goodman, and we thank you for the facility. Bless that college in Jesus' name. We thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen and amen. May God bless you and keep you today wherever you are. May his face shine upon you and know that he wants to be gracious to you. May God bless you richly. Join us on Monday. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.